Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. And this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. From God's abundance, we have all received one gracious blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. People have very different understandings of God. Some see him as being like a strict disciplinarian, like a divine policeman. Others see him as a nice old man on a cloud with a flowing beard, very kind, but completely cut off from normal life. Then there's the picture of God that we find in John's Gospel, someone who is unfailingly generous and involved in every part of our daily life. His principal desire is that we should thrive, and he's looking for every possible way of blessing us. That's what he did long ago when he gave the law to Moses, and then later when he sent Jesus into the world, and that's still his agenda today. If you head into today with a conviction that God is generous and longing to bless you, it will colour everything that you do. You'll be eager to pray, knowing that God loves to hear and respond to your prayers. He doesn't prevent us from facing the difficulties, disappointments, and tragedies which are an integral part of the brokenness of our world. But when you do face challenges, you can be sure that God is present with you and will be working with you to bring blessing to every situation. When Jesus taught his disciples about prayer, he pointed out that it's normal for a human father to give good things to his children. Jesus concluded that if we sinful human beings know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give to us his Holy Spirit? We can be confident that our generous God will always give us the best, because his desire is always to be generous. So let me ask you a question. In what ways have you experienced God's generosity personally? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for your desire to bless every part of our lives. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.